Page 173, State Capitalism, Its Possibilities and Limitations. 1. The term model is used here in the sense of Max Weber's ideal type. 2. Here understood simply as absence of technically avoidable unemployment of all factors of production. For the discussion of this concept, see Maynard Keynes, The General Theory of Employment, Interest and Money, London, 1936. 3. The best short statement on the breakdown of the market mechanism is still Appendix A to the Senate Document 13, 74th Congress, First Session, on Industrial Prices and Their Relative Inflexibility, by Gardiner C. Means, 1935. See also the recent books on the Decline of Competition by Arthur Robert Burns, Edward H. Chamberlain, Joan Robinson. 4. They can be defined as those without which even the bare subsistence of society cannot be reproduced. The description that follows, however, understands necessary functions as those achieving the best results under given historic conditions. This is what liberal theory claims for the market system. 5. In this simple scheme, luxuries are included in consumer goods and defense materials under machinery. 6. See for a discussion of the latest literature on the theory of planning, Edward Hyman, Literature on the Theory of a Socialist Economy, in Social Research, Volume Roman 6, pages 87 and following, Karl Landauer, Literature on Economic Planning, in Social Research, Volume 7, pages 498 and following, H.D. Dickinson, Economic of Socialism, London, 1939. Page 174. We do not intimate that a general plan exists in Nazi Germany or has ever existed there. In its place stands the goal of arming as speedily and efficiently as possible, with full use of all resources. Some plan elements have come into being while the plan principle used first as a propaganda slogan in Germany is rapidly spreading there. 7. For an outstanding analysis of the new functions and the performance of the pseudo-market, C.A. Lowe, Economic Analysis in Social Structures, in the Manchester School, Volume 7, 1936, pages 30 and following. Lowe's argument pertained to the pricing process under public ownership. Public control over the means of production, however, has the same economic consequences as state ownership. 8. Obviously, the first to bear the brunt of subordinating the private to the common interest is the little man in all spheres of society. 9. An example of the result is the amazing elasticity and efficiency in building up an enormous war machinery in National Socialist Germany. This, however, should not be interpreted to mean that in Germany private property interests do not endeavor to gain precedence. In motor car standardization, for instance, the private interests of the big concerns determined all the measures taken. Since a general plan of economic policy was never published in Germany, it is impossible to decide to what extent private interests did obtain preference. 10. It appears that part of the Nazi successes may be better explained as the rational application of the best available methods in all fields, from eliminating important vitamins in the diet of conquered nations to the practical monopoly in international propaganda, than by any innate qualities of a military or organizational character. It is well to recall in this connection that German industry originally learned scientific management from America. 11. For example, new investments no longer flow automatically into those economic fields where the highest profits are made, but are directed by the planning board. In consequence, the mechanism known as equalization of the rate of profit no longer works. 12. Frank Munk, The Economics of Force, New York, 1940. Lawrence Dennis, The Dynamics of War and Revolution, New York, 1940. 13. See Rudolf Hilferding, State Capitalism or Totalitarian State Economy, in Socialchesky, Vestnik, Paris, 1940, Russian. It should be understood that production for use is not intended to mean for the use of free men in a harmonious society, but simply the contrary of production for the market. 14. For an impressive discussion of this trend in Nazi Germany, see Dell Hitchcock, The German Financial Revolution, in Harper's Monthly, 1941, February. 15. E.F. M. Durbin, The Politics of Democratic Socialism, London, 1940, page 1935. 16. Quoted in the report for the Business Executive, November 28, 1940. 17. See Karl Dreher, Why Hitler Wins, in Harper's Monthly, October 1940. 18. So far, the nearest approach to the state capitalist model of distribution has been made in Soviet Russia. See L. E. Hubbard, Soviet Trade and Distribution, London, 1938. The trend in Germany shows the same direction. Page 175. 19. See note 6 above. The latest important publication is that of E.F. M. Durbin. Work cited. Most of those who advocate the superiority of a deliberately manipulated market confined within the straitjacket of planned objectives have given little attention to the fact that planning is far from being identical with socialism. That is why their work, important as it is, appears even more as a contribution to the theory of state capitalism. 20. L. Robbins, Economic Planning and International Order, London, 1937, page 208. 21. C. Gottfried von Haberer, Prosperity and Depression, Geneva, 1937. 22. C. Karl Landauer, Planwirtschaft und Verkehrswirtschaft, München, 1931. 23. See, for example, the point system for the distribution of textiles in Germany and England. 24. For this whole set of problems, see Oskar Lange and the Economic Theory of Socialism, edited by E. Lippincott, Minneapolis, 1938. 25. See the studies of the National Resources Planning Board on consumer incomes and patterns of resources use, reviewed in Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, 1940, pages 483 through 490. 26. The best survey of the history and details of the argument is Collectivist Economic Planning, edited by F. A. von Hayek, London, 1935, for a refutation, see Oskar Lange's work cited. 27. The German experience shows that probably never in the history of industrialism were new inventions put into application so quickly or such an enormous percentage of the national income used for investments. 28. This also applies to the falling tendency of the rate of profit, which, according to Marxian theory, plays havoc with private capitalism. If expansion of capital is subject to a general plan which is itself approved by the controlling group, the percentage of surplus value in ratio to invest capital could fall close to zero without creating any disturbances. This fall, however, is most effectively counteracted by the enforced maintenance of full employment. We shall not enter upon the discussion of whether state capitalism itself emerges under the pressure of the falling rate of profit, nor how far it makes sense to speak in terms of value beyond the limits of a market economy. 29. Most of the arguments that follow refer to the totalitarian form of state capitalism only. 30. C. Günter Reimann, The Vampire Economy, Doing Business Under Fascism, New York, 1939. 31. Julian Gumbert's The Expansion of Production and the Totalitarian System, unpublished, makes the point that after property becomes a semi-sovereign function of rights, privileges, prerogatives, transaction that is more and more dissociated from the active and actual carrying forward of production, this latter function creates a new class and is appropriated by it. This class represents a depository of skills, abilities, knowledges, traditions that move the organization of economic society from one point to another and organizes the new level of production accomplished overproduction from which economic society has been suffering is centered to a large extent in the overproduction of this progressive class, and it is therefore not accidentally but essential that a totalitarian economy stop at its source the production and reproduction of these skills. 32. This holds true for Germany and Italy, where semi-feudal landowners and big business are still in existence and form part of the ruling clique. The situation is different in Soviet Russia, where the old vested interests have been wiped out, since in Russia, property in the means of production has changed hands completely from private owners to the state and no longer exists, even in its modified and reduced form discussed above. It is somewhat doubtful whether our model of state capitalism fits the Soviet Union in its present phase. 33. Charles A. Beard, Public Policy in the General Welfare, New York, 1941, marks an important step in this discussion. 34. Vera Michels Dean, Taught a New World Order in Foreign Policy Reports, May 15, 1941, page 55. 35. A British fact-finding group composed of progressive economists, businessmen, civil servants, and professors known as PEP, Political and Economic Planning, included the following item in its preliminary program prepared in 1940. Maintenance after the war of full economic activity based on complete use of manpower and resources, regardless of obsolete financial criteria, assurance of a minimum standard of life based on scientific standards of nutrition and proper provisions for dependents, assurance of a minimum standard of housing based on a socially planned program of housing and social amenities, provision of medical care and reasonable measure of economic security covering the hazards of employment, accidents, ill health, widowhood and old age, the provision of equal opportunities for education in every country and the re-establishment of a European system of higher learning and research open to students of proved ability from all parts of the world, the provision of cultural and recreative activities and the establishment of organizations for the training and leisure of youth on a European scale. Vera Michels Dean, work cited, page 55. 36. National Resources Committee, The Structure of the American Economy, Washington, D.C., 1939, page 3.